third.
So that were all Afghans?
Yeah.
And the female was a...
Usually referred to as a horse.
Okay. Any specialized for the female?
I can't see them. We never didn't have horses around the place. Now, they possibly they are other names.
You say everyone around here likes to watch horses?
Ride horses.
And yesterday he
rode.
And I have never
ridden.
And if you couldn't stay on.
You checking my English thing? Hey, you going to get down to the sex part on this thing?
Well, there isn't much of the sex part on this thing.
But I can really teach you that.
Well, that's a little good touchy.
That's not touchy.
Well, it's not business.
Huh? It ain't with me. I bet I make you blush before you make me blush.
If you couldn't stay on, you say you fell off the horse.
Oh.
And say a child went to sleep in bed and woke up and found himself on the floor in the morning. He'd say, I guess I must have
rolled out or fell out.
The things you put on the horse's feet are called the
shoes.
And the game you play with those is
horseshoe.
And the parts of the feet that you put the shoes on is called
the hoof.
Huh?
Hoof.
Okay. And all a horse has four.
Four hooves.
And the male sheep is called the...
Now you're getting something I'm not familiar with. The male sheep is called the ram, I think.
What about the female?
Is it the ewe or is that the young sheep? Do you remember? Is it to you?
Mm-hmm.
And the baby him is the lamb, if I remember.
Right.
See?
And
get to the gooses. What do you name them?
What does she have on the back? The sheep?
Wool.
And?
On the belly, too.
What do you get pork from?
Pigs. Pork comes from pigs. Or, unless you want to say swine.
Okay. When they're full grown, they're called?
Hogs.
What about when they're half-grown?
Usually shoats.
Is it shoat any particular size or age?
No, it depends. Whenever they get about, well, as I remember, when they got just about half-grown from what you normally expect them to get within a year, they'd be referred to as shoats.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe from about 3 months up to about 6 months.
Mm-hmm. And the female is called
the sow.
What if she's never had pigs? She's a...
Still a damn pig, as far as I know. Okay. They call her a sow.
Do you ever hear guilt?
I've heard the term used, but I was thinking it was... That's right, yeah, it does apply to the female for guilt.
What about the male? He's called a...
Boar.
And if he's been castrated, he's a...
He's still called a damn... Wait a minute, I don't know if I can't remember. I have to take the nuts out of a mini one. I can't remember what the call I've ever took them
out. Do you hear Vera or
Bar? Yeah, that term is used, but I don't remember if it applied before or after.
What?
Bar.
Huh?
You mean Bar?
Uh-huh.
I say I remember the term being used, but I don't remember if it applied before or after he was castrated.
And the stiff hairs that a hog has on its back?
Bristle.
And the big teeth?
Tusks.
And what you put the food in for the hog, those are called the...
Same thing I told you, yes. Crawls.
Okay, several of those would be several.
Crawls.
And what would you call a hog that's grown up wild?
A wild hog? Or a boar. Some of them say boars.
And do you have some horses and mules and cows and so forth? And they were getting hungry. You say you had to go feed the...
Stop.
What if you're talking about chickens and turkeys and geese and so forth? You have to feed them.
As a group?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're normally, I think, anyone would say, I have to go feed the chickens and the turkeys and things.
No general name?
I can't think of it. You wouldn't say flock. Normally, people wouldn't say flock.